Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RTE.ie, was what I was saying before the break is I didn't want to go from that distressful story of Jared and Helena, despite how wonderfully stoic they are, and but the death of their two sons. I didn't want to go directly into another item, but we will now. And Anne has contacted us. Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. What, lovely to speak to you.
Likewise. What happened? It was 6 weeks ago.
It was, and I was on a dual carriageway after having a lovely afternoon, having coffee with my friend. And I drive a car that has English, you know, mileage, but I can see the kilometres underneath it.
Oh, I know what you mean.
And chatting away anyway, and I saw a 60 mile, and I didn't actually take much notice because we were talking too much. Just as I came up to the roundabout, the guard, Bangarda, had the camera under her arm, and she pointed down to the ground for me to pull in. And she said, you were doing 74 in a 50 kilometre. And I said, I think I agree with you. I was doing 74. But I said, I thought I'm in a 60 mile zone. And she said, no, you have to be doing 50 coming up to a roundabout. Okay. And I said, well, that's news to me. And I'm 52 years with a full license and never, ever been pulled before for speeding or even a parking fine.
Okay.
So she pulled me in and I said, congratulations. I said, you will get an award, I said, for pulling this lady of 52 years. And she just said, it's your own fault. So when the summons came, and I have it paid now, I'm not denying I was over in kilometres.
Okay.
Which was 6 miles in my... I was doing a 46 in a 40-mile zone. But on the summons, it says I was in a 50-mile zone, which there is no... there's no sign for a 50-mile zone. Today, I've asked an awful lot of my younger friends to say they never knew that either, that coming to a roundabout, you have to do 50. Now, I never did a theory test because I'm too old for that. They came in, you know, lots of times before me.
Right.
So, I, on my record now, it means that I was doing a 50 in a 70, a 50 kilometre, and I was doing 74 in that.
Now, we've been looking to see, can we find any reference? Now, obviously, you have to slow down coming to a roundabout.
Yes.
You don't speed up, and you're supposed to approach with great caution and indeed stop. Same as if the, when you see a traffic light, regardless, well, obviously, you stop if they're red, you stop if they're amber. But also, if they're green, you slow down, because traffic lights mean there's a major intersection ahead either way. But the 50, I didn't know there was an exact limit of 50 on each roundabout.
Well, she told me,
Did she say from what distance?
She said, approaching a roundabout, you have to do 50 miles an hour. Now, there's only a 60 mile, a couple of hundred yards up on that road, because I went out afterwards to see, did I miss a 50 miles an hour sign?
Yeah.
Because I'm turning 70 next year, and I mightn't be as bright as I was, you know, when I got my licence. But, Joe, I'm very conscious on the road. I never break the speed limit. I'm
Anne, were you being a bit cheeky when you said to her,
I hope you get an award because you've just pulled a lady that has her license 52 years and never been pulled before. And after that, Joe, five cars behind me were pulled in. Five. As I was driving away, there was five pulled in. So obviously these five cars, he was pulling them on a 50-mile-an-hour zone. Now, I hold up my hand, Joe. I was 6 miles in miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, I think I was told they allow 10%. You know, if it's 50K, they allow 50. They'll let you go to 55K. I don't know if that's true.
No, similarly, it's 3 miles or something over the kilometres.
But Anne, what had your 52 years of safe driving got to do with it?
Well, I think it's a great achievement never to be pulled for speeding before or have a parking fine, because I'm so conscious. And I drive, Joe, over to England, picking up cars for my son, and I drive back, and I lived in England, and never before. Now, I'm not talking about that, Joe. I'm talking about the 50 miles an hour.
I hold my hand. The miss sign.
I paid the 80 euros. I've paid it.
The signage.
But the letter came in, but I noticed I am being charged with a 50 miles an hour, 74 in a 50 miles an hour zone with no signage. None whatsoever. So I'm doing it, Joe, to remind people that coming up to roundabouts, I didn't know it, and I'm sure there's thousands like me that didn't know that either. That's the reason I'm ringing you, Joe.
So if you're if you were 24 kilometres over what they say is the speed limit, I just wonder, under Shane Ross's new legislation, which the Cabinet approved, I know it's going through the Dáil, I just wonder, will you be in that 3,000 euro fine area?
I probably would have been because I would have been 24 kilometres over what she said.
So you would have been nearly 50% over.
Yes, yes. And that's, and in mileage for people that are not in kilometres, that's 6 miles over. I was doing 46 miles in a 40-mile zone. Now, I don't think that's a huge amount. Joe, I was over anyway, you know. But I don't think that that was a huge amount to be over. And for Shane Ross's to penalise me for that. I do believe in people that are very much over the speed limit should really be put off the road.
But now it's been characterised as a that Shane Ross's new penalty points and those pretty draconian fines and punishments. They're now being characterised as anti-rural Ireland. Because, as you know, the speed limit in Dublin between the canals has no meaning because it's just permanently gridlocked in Dublin morning, noon and night.
Yes.
You'd be lucky to get up to 30 yards an hour some days.
But where I was pulled now, Joe, would have been outside the boundary of the place. It wouldn't have been anywhere in near the city.
Okay.
It was entering the city on a roundabout, you know.
Let me bring in our own Rick O'Shea. Rick, what happened? Rick, good afternoon. What happened at the weekend, Rick?
How are you, Joe? At the weekend, what happened? Well, Saturday, I was on my way over to Westport in County Mayo. I was coming from Dublin, and I was heading over to the Rolling Sun Book Festival over there. And so we were, I think, somewhere the Mayo side of Strokestown. And myself and my wife, we were driving, this is middle of the afternoon, and we were in a 100-kilometre-an-hour zone. As we were coming up to what was kind of a right-hand turn in the road, not a sharp turn, it was more a kind of bend in the road. And just about when I was on the bend as we came to it, a van came around in the opposite direction on my side of the road.
Wow.
Not just a little bit on my side of the road, you know, three quarters of his van was over in our lane on our side of the road. He obviously noticed fairly quickly, and he managed to turn himself and get himself back into our lane. But I mean, we were going the speed limit. I'm sure he was going the speed limit as well. The only thing I remember, and you know, it's very blurry because it happened just within a split second, Joe, is that he had his head crooked to one side and he had his hand on the side of his head. So I can only presume he was on his mobile.
So he was on his mobile. He had one hand. Did he have one hand on the steering wheel, or did he have two hands on the steering wheel? In other words, did he have the phone in the crook of his neck, which some fellas can manage, with a cigarette in the other hand?
Yeah. No, to be honest with you, and it happened so quickly, Joe, and literally, you know, we blinked and it had stopped happening. The only thing I know is that when I was looking at him, his head was crooked to one side. Now, whether he had his hand on the side of his head or whether it was on the steering wheel, I don't know. But he was three quarters of his van was on our side of the road as he was coming around. You know, if I'd been 30 feet further up the road or he hadn't noticed what he was doing for another second or a bit more, I wouldn't have had time to react.
Wow, and many were in your car.
It was just me and my wife, just the two of us.
Okay, and what were road conditions like?
They were okay. They weren't terrible. The weather was relatively fine. I think it had been raining at some stage during the day, but it wasn't wet. It wasn't overcast. It wasn't the road conditions seemed perfectly fine. So I don't think he skidded. I don't think it was the road conditions. I just think he lost attention.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a I don't know why people don't have hands-free or whatever, hands-free mobile phones at this stage, but anyway, they don't.
Yeah, I didn't think this was going to become as big a thing as it has, and I just wanted to mention it yesterday. I said it online just to say to people that you are you know, if you are in the process of traveling at that kind of speed and you're using your phone, everybody thinks they're invincible, everybody thinks they're invulnerable, and you're not. It takes your attention off the road in one form or another. I've seen people do it where they've been looking down at their phone. Admittedly, you know, maybe you're traveling in slightly slower traffic, but they're looking down at their laps, and you're absolutely sure that they're checking something on their phone,
or they're texting or whatever. And somebody is, and thanks, Rick. That's Rick O'Shea. Somebody is texting and saying, "Are you sure? I know you have never been caught for breaking the speed limit, but would you have ever broken the speed limit and not have been caught? Honestly,
I could honestly swear on the Bible." Unless I had to overtake on a motorway and got back into speed again, I can honestly never, ever am I aware that I've broken the speed limit. I cannot speak for my husband now, but I'm speaking for myself.
Okay, fair play to you. You are going to pay the fine, are you?
I admit I was speeding. Very little, but I was speeding. But it's the 50 miles an hour. I want to make people very aware.
Okay. And we'll try and clarify that whole thing, that there is an actual speed limit, even though it's not indicated. I know you should slow down, obviously, but that there is a speed limit as you approach a roundabout within a certain distance of same. Okay.
Well, I have been charged with doing 50 miles an hour. And it was on the summons, okay?
Okay, Anne. Mind yourself, Anne. That's Anne, 51551 joe@rt.ie. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
A car crash, what happened?
My daughter was on her way to work on Thursday last, and she got diverted onto a road because of floods and stuff, so she just ended up losing control of the vehicle and hit a wall. And all the airbags come up, and she was in an awful state, but there's a nice guy that stayed on with her. But the guy that owns the house had someone working for him, and he just came out the minute she had the crash and said she's going to have to pay for that wall. Okay. And she's only lucky to be alive, so...
How was she? Was she taken to hospital?
Hospital, and we had the guards and everything we had, because there was a lot of incidents with floods and everything, and... But she was shook up and burns on her from the safety belt and the airbag, the stuff that comes out of it, and she's got whiplash.
The airbag explodes.
Two of them did,
Of course, I know of another case where somebody aquaplaned and her car flipped
That's
over.
Exactly what happened to her, She aquaplaned and she tried to control it, but she went... And a lovely old lady stopped, and then a guy stopped after her, but he left the old lady off because... It's really bad weather, so he stayed with her for about an hour and a half the guy came along.
What did the Gardaí do?
The guards were great, and the ambulance crew were great, the hospital were great. You see, she's a provisional driver license, so she shouldn't have been on her own. I usually drive her, but that day I couldn't, but she's getting points and fines, and it's just the reason I'm ringing in is just that she only got out of the car and she was just told to fix a wall.
That was the first thing, And have to have been back since about the wall.
Yes, they got their own contractor to ring her. So, she's out of hospital just 5 minutes and they rang her.
And have they given her an estimate?
No, that's just all going to be probably just waited on now,
And will they let you get a price?
I think they want to go to their own gang or their own
company.
Sorry, sorry.
That's your.
Sorry, that's my grandson there. Yeah.
Okay. Fair play to him. Tell him the toy show is not on until Friday evening, and tell him he can stay up and watch it.
Yeah, he loves Toy Story.
Oh, brilliant. Loved it too.
I'm still very upset about the whole thing. The cars are right off, and I had to get a loan at the credit union, and she had to get a loan, and they were so good to us as well. She doesn't want to go to her insurance, Joe, and get a costume.
Okay. And the main thing is that she's okay,
She's okay. She's got whiplash, and she's got...
Didn't know you can get burns or discommotions from the airbag.
maybe she just probably, that's what she said. I don't know. Maybe it was holding on to the steering wheel, probably.
You think about it, on the one hand, if the airbag can save you, it must be doing something serious.
I'm very nervous, Sam. You're grand.
And is that your daughter's son there?
Yeah, that's Zachary, yeah.
What's the name, Zach?
Zachary, yeah.
Oh, lovely, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Woody is on the Toy Show this year. Wasn't Ryan dressed up as Woody 2 years ago?
He wants a costume, he said.
Okay, will you tell Zach, we've tried to find out about what Ryan is doing on the Toy Show this week, but he's surrounded by security all the time.
Everyone was lovely, and I'm not giving out about anyone. I just thought the world, what has it come to?
And it reminds me of that story last week where I think it was Martin, his daughter was in, it was his daughter as well actually, in a car, hit a heifer, and the few lads actually jumped out and were brilliant to her, but they reckon the owner of the heifer arrived along, got out, cut the ear off the heifer with the tag and drove off without asking how the young woman in the car was, which was a write-off.
That's terrible.
Rosemary, fair play to you. Are you one of the, do you mind Zach every day?
He's at the Gael school in the mornings, and then his dad takes him as well, so I'm kind of part. I just thought the phone call, just to say... that I'm glad my daughter's alive, and then I'm not giving out about anyone. I'm so glad she is okay. Let's hope
the price of the wall is the price of the wall, and to get it done. If it was their own money they were spending. Okay, Rosemary, go to Mina Mahogany, and regards to your daughter and to young Zach. The Toy Show is on at 9:30 on Friday.